And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, today we're going to be talking about some secrets. Boy, do we have some secrets for you today. And, you know, it seems that every hour of the day, I get news into this ministry about the horrors of Judeo-Christianity. The horrors of Judeo-Christianity. You know, the Jews told Jesus, "We are of Abraham," and he said, "If you were of Abraham, you would believe in me." They were not of Abraham. You know, that's like saying my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was, you know, Moses or Adam or something. What does that matter to me? I mean, they were devils. Jesus said, "You're of your God, your father, the devil." He really headed right on them, didn't he? They kept trying to trick Jesus. Now, we're going to talk about some of these people today. They're right here now. These same people pulling tricks on Christians and getting Christians to believe them in droves. This is the hottest thing in Christendom, this Judeo-Christianity. Today, we're going to expose some of these monsters, some of these liars, these deceivers. They claim they're in the Hebrew Roots Movement. They claim they're going to teach you something about the blood moons. Oh, yes, the blood moons. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. But they warn you now, you don't go out and try to convert Jews because they don't need Jesus. They're superior. They're the master race. Oh, these people, I tell you, it's incredible. Hey, I've got a little secret for you about Franklin Graham, the Samaritan's purse. You know, Franklin Graham, the son of Billy, he's been deceiving people too, and you know, it's a shame. I was hoping he'd be a little bit different than his father, but apparently not. Then, of course, there's Rick Warren, America's pastor from Saddleback Community Church in California. He was on the Catholic television network recently, and he openly embraced Roman Catholicism. We'll see about that. Meanwhile, the British Prime Minister David Cameron, who says his grandfather was a Jew, says society is growing stronger thanks to homosexual marriages. What? That makes for a stronger society? That's what the good Prime Minister of England had to say. Hey, a major Christian publisher is publishing a gay book entitled God and the Gay Christian, the Biblical Case in Support of Same-Sex Relationships. Well, you can get the Bible to say anything if you want to pervert your language. And this guy certainly did. We'll see what he's got to say. Meanwhile, there's a Dr. Matthew Israel that's missing. A Dr. Matthew Israel who's missing down in Florida. Now, he had a hospital for juveniles. Turns out that this Dr. Matthew Israel, this Jewish medical doctor, was a monster. He was a creep, a psychopath. He was raping the boys there. It was a boys' hospital. Torturing them, raping them, beating them, giving them shock therapy. When I tell you about this, you can go online, you can go to YouTube and see some of this electroconvulsive therapy he was giving. This is in America in 2014, this monster giving electric shock therapy to little boys. If they looked wrong at him, they got shock therapy. If they talked in class, they got shock therapy. He tortured them with this shock therapy. Now, the guy's missing. Where's he at? Hey, go to Israel. That's where you'll find he and other creeps like him. They run off and hide in Israel. Israel's laws allow them to, you know, stay free of American justice. It's disgusting. Well, you know, we just had Easter, and it always comes up this time. The Jews find two things, at least, according to Michael Hoffman, my good friend, they find two things to do about Easter time. First of all, they get high-level, you know, big-name media people to go on TV and to tell us all that the Jews did not kill Jesus. It was the Romans. Oh, yeah. And this year, they've got two very fine celebrity media people, Dr. Anthony Napolitano, Judge Napolitano, a man I admire. He's for liberty and the Constitution, Judge Napolitano, but he sure is wrong about who killed Jesus. And then there's O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly of the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News. He's written a whole book called Killing Jesus. And he's proud of the fact that he wrote this book without even using the Bible. He says, I didn't use the Bible. I didn't quote the Bible one time. He's proud of it. Killing Jesus. And Christian pastors are all commending the guy for having written this wonderful book about Jesus. And of course, O'Reilly was on the O'Reilly Factor the other night, telling us all that it was not the Jews who killed Jesus, it was the Romans. How convenient. Of course, O'Reilly goes to the Jewish ADL National Convention every year, where he cozies up to the bosoms of his Jewish friends, and etc. Hey, would you like to know why we're not having any action down on the border? I mean, we have an immigration invasion. It's incredible. The Mexicans are flowing in like never before. It has something to do with the protocols of Zion. We'll talk about that. Then there's Obama's federal government-funded hardcore porn project. That's right. Now, I told you in my newsletter about the government slicing future pay raises for military veterans. For retirees, military retirees. We don't have enough money, he said, Obama said. And this, what's the guy's name, Jerry, the nut who ran for vice president under Romney? He's so insignificant, I can't even remember his name, but he's an absolute idiot. But the guy, he's the head of the budget for the Republicans. Paul Ryan, yeah. Paul Ryan, Lion Ryan. He voted the money to give over, well, almost $1 million for porn. They don't have any money to give the veterans. They have to cut their retirement pay for the next 10 years. And the VA, talk about a shoestring organization. Everybody knows you go into the VA to get an operation or VA hospital, you end up probably dead. They got such lousy doctors, lousy services. We're spending all our money on porn. Folks, I'm not kidding you. $1 million for a pornography project approved by the Republicans and the Democrats and, of course, Obama, too. Now, then there's this guy named Jonathan Cahn, C-A-H-N. He wrote a book called The Harbinger. The book is a bunch of baloney, but he is too. He teaches he's a Christian pastor, a Jew. But he teaches his audience about the Talmud and about the filthy Kabbalah. Oh my goodness. We'll talk about that. Let's see what else we got. We just got in Israel, they're getting rid of all the black people there. Don't want them anymore. We don't want blacks, says the Israeli Knesset. They've even set up a, in the desert, they've set up a concentration camp for blacks. This is incredible. Folks, I'm telling the truth. They set up a concentration camp for blacks in the desert. And they've told the blacks there, if you don't get out of our country, you'll get worse than a concentration camp. They even offered to pay them to leave. We'll discuss that. It's amazing. By the way, on this Blood Moon thing, there's a guy named Mark Blitz. Claims he's a Christian pastor. I want to tell you all about him. I have a picture of him. Here he is. Oh, yes, he's giving the hand sign. The same one Dr. Spock gives. Boy, incredible, isn't it? Well, a Jewish woman was on Sid Roth's It's Supernatural program. Her name is Sandra Teplinsky. She's a former attorney, but now she's an ordained minister. Oh, yeah, you bet. She says that God is telling her that Christians will lose their eternal salvation unless they support the state of Israel. You get that? When you go to heaven, the only thing they're going to ask you up there is, did you support Israel, the nation of Israel? If you did, you get in. If not, you go to hell. That's what this Jewish nut says. Well, that's part of the great deception. Hey, Harry Reid, got a wonderful picture of him here wearing his red handband. You know, there's a close connection of Mormonism and Judaism. Oh, there's a close connection, believe me. From the days of Joseph Smith, you know, one of the top Mormon representatives in Brigham Young, they sent one of the top Mormons to Israel to negotiate. Now, they're all pals. The Mormons can go teach the Jews. And you know, the Jews love Mormonism because Mormonism teaches that there's only one God and Jesus is not God, except for this planet. Jesus is only God of one planet. He's got a Father God in heaven that outranks him. And there's probably thousands of other gods who've earned their godhood who outrank Jesus too. The Jews like that. They like to degrade and demean and brutalize the name of Jesus, so they love the Mormons. The Mormons do the same thing. Of course, the Mormons say Jesus is my God for Earth. That's only planet Earth, though. If I go to another planet, there's another God up there I have to worship. Here's Harry Reid. I have this picture of him giving a strange Masonic sign. It goes to the neck. It's like, I'm going to slash your neck. You talk too much. And he's wearing the red armband that all Kabbalistic Jews wear. Not the armband. Actually, it goes around the wrist. It's a wristband. It keeps evil spirits and demonic entities off of you. Sure it does. You know, Christians don't need all this gobbledygook, folks. We don't need a red armband around us or a wristband. Britney Spears had one of those. Madonna had one because they went and learned about the Kabbalah at the Jewish Kabbalah Center. Now, evidently, Reid is a high-level Freemason, and he is a Mormon. And he's into all this Jewish stuff himself. He's the biggest wacko in the world. He's the Senate Majority Leader of all things. The guy, he doesn't deserve to be in Washington, D.C. He's a liar, a fruitcake, and a Mormon. But there he is, head of the Democrats. Boy. Well, let's talk about some of these things, okay? I want to tell you about some of these things. For example, the blood moons. I understand there's going to be four this year. One of them's already passed. Now, this really got going big, evidently. It's really big, and I hope you're not into it. But let me just tell you, if you are, you're doing things that God doesn't like at all. It's true, God says there will be sign in the heavens. There will be. But don't worry about the blood moon and how many there are, the dates of them. This is really big with the Jews, of course. Now, Pastor John Hagee, who, of course, believes the Jews don't need Jesus. Pastor John Hagee of Trinity Broadcasting Network and the in San Antonio's Cornerstone Church says he got the idea of the blood moons from a Jewish Christian preacher named Mark Blitz, B-L-I-T-Z. And he credited Mark Blitz for giving him this idea. Now, on one of the blood moons, of course, Jesus is going to return, they say. So you can expect Jesus to come back in 2014. Yeah, sure. You know, these people keep setting dates, and Christians continue to be disappointed. Well, you're going to be disappointed in this one, too. Don't believe a date set by somebody who says that Jesus is not able to save people. That's what Hagee teaches. He teaches that Jews don't need Jesus. They have their own holy book. Oh, yeah. The Talmud. What does the Talmud say? The Babylonian Talmud of the Jews? It says that Jesus was born an illegitimate bastard child. His mother had sex with many Roman soldiers, Mary. And Jesus was a blasphemer who is in hell right now, boiling in fiery excrement. Now, if you believe that, you really need your head soaked, folks. It's nonsense. But that's what the Jews teach in their holy book. Now, this Mark Blitz, I did a little research on him, and come to find out, he claims he's a Christian. But let me read to you. He's of a group called El Shaddai Ministries. Now, when folks start throwing around these Jewish terms, Jewish words, like Jesus is not just Jesus, he's, you know, Messiah, Homa. I'm not even going to tell you all the names he is. There's a chart for the wall. Somebody gave me one time, and I think it's something like 67 names for Christ. I got to about the fifth name, I just threw it in the trash can. Folks, the Bible says in Philippians, at the name of Jesus, what name? Jesus, every knee shall bow. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Now, this El Shaddai Ministries of Mark Blitz, let me read to you from their own doctrine statement. El Shaddai Ministries is a resource and teaching ministry. We do not want to convert Jews to Christianity. Wow. We do not want to convert Jews to Christianity. Now, right away, you see they're evil. How can this Mark Blitz be a Christian pastor when he says flat out, we do not want to convert Jews to Christianity? Who do you want to convert them to? The serpent? Their father is the devil, Jesus said. You want to leave them with the devil? You're with the devil yourself, buddy. With this statement. Then he says, the scriptures say, that's their official doctrine now, the Lord will magnify the Torah and make it honorable. And those that love Torah will have great peace. That's just the first few books of the Old Testament. Is that all God is going to magnify and make honorable? How about the entire New Testament? How about the rest of the Old Testament? He says, Yeshua, that's his name for Jesus, loved Torah. And loving what he loved will bring true peace. Now, all the Jews say they love the Torah. They say that using biblical numerology, or gematria as they call it, they can find out all the magic and sorcery that's in the Torah. Of course, they sweep the New Testament aside. They don't believe in the New Testament. That's why he says we don't want to convert Jews to Christianity. But John Hagee thanks this Mark Blitz, credits him for his blood moon theory. Now, evidently, this Mark Blitz says he is a part of the heretical, Hebrew Roots Movement. Folks, they have been cut out of the tree of life. Jesus is the root, not the Hebrews. I mean, goodness gracious. Which this Hebrew Roots Movement attempts to get Christians often to convert back into Judaism and to strictly adhere to the Old Testament law. That's what I'm reading in this one article here. They reject the writings of the Apostle Paul. Now, I get a lot of people that reject the writings of the Apostle Paul. I believe in Christianity, but I don't believe in what Paul said. You're not a Christian. You're a faker. Don't tell me you're a Christian, buddy. You got to believe in the New Testament. And Paul wrote much of it. He was one of the apostles. If you don't believe that, don't call yourself a Christian. That's like saying, well, I believe Jesus was an apostle, but he wasn't Christ or God. I'm a Christian. No, you're not a Christian. You're just a big faker. I'm so sick and tired of these people claiming they're Christians. Aren't you, folks? Now, he's into kosher laws, which Jesus makes, you know, haste of. He says you've got to observe these laws to be right with God. No wonder they dislike Paul. The Apostle Paul labeled the Judaizers of his day as, quote, enemies of the cross of Christ. I mean, the early apostles taught that our righteousness is not found in the observances of the customs and laws of Judaism. That'll just send you to hell. I mean, Jesus says, you know, you're not to obey those laws. I mean, many good people have fallen for this kind of teaching. They have such respect and love of the Jews, they say, and they want to learn about the rich truths of the Hebrew Roots Movement. Folks, the Bible says, the New Testament tells us, the Jews have been cut off from the tree of life. They're going to hell. But they can be grafted back in through faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone. All this stuff is witchcraft they're trying to bring into the church. Witchcraft. Don't fall for it. These people have fallen from grace, Galatians 5, verse 4. Now this Mark Blitz, he's big on the Kabbalah. Read my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Find out what the Kabbalah is. The Kabbalah is a system of magic and sorcery. Now, this Jewish mysticism in the Kabbalah tells us these hidden truths. For example, they say, these Jews like Mark Blitz and others, say that God is one, but he's a composite. God is a unity. He's one. But you know, I was on a talk show some years ago and a Hindu lady called me in, complained to the host. How do you let Texas Motors come on your program and say such things? She said. Now the host was a nice guy. So what is Texas Motors saying you don't like? Well, she said, he says that everybody must believe in Jesus. The host says, is that true, Texas Motors? Is that what you teach? I said, yes, indeed. The Bible says that Jesus is the only way to salvation. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said. She says, you don't understand. In the Hinduism, we have millions of gods and goddesses. All of these gods and goddesses can bring us to God. There are many pathways. Yeah, well. We only have one pathway, lady, I told her. Who is your God? Oh, I have many goddesses. Why don't you have a God? Oh, I worship the goddesses. They are God to me. Oh, yeah, they're God to you. That's good. Do you worship the serpent goddess, Kali? Yes, yes, she said. Oh, yeah, well, good. You keep worshiping the cobra snake goddess, and we'll just believe in Jesus. At the name of Jesus, I told her, every knee will bow. And you know, the Bible says that God is against your serpent God. He came to destroy the works of your serpent God in particular. Oh, the lady was just, she was so upset. She wanted me to believe, she said, all the gods are one that are just got millions of names. Yeah, millions of names, sure. How would that fit on that chart, Jerry? That guy gave me that time. He wanted me to have the names of Christ. The names of, you know. I should have said, go see the Hindus. They've got millions. It never ends. Well, Yeshua. These people say if you don't use the name Yeshua, well, God won't listen to you. That's baloney. That's just baloney. Now, I have a picture of Mark Blitz here. The guy has a prayer shawl around his neck, and he has both hands in front of his head. And the hands, the fingers are stretched out, and each of the hands is in the sign of the Jewish alphabet's shin number. And his hands give the gesture, the signal of the triangle. So he's given us two shins and a triangle. What does that mean? It basically means 666. In my thinking, and all of that, the triangle means that there's more than one God. This is the same sign that Dr. Spock gave. So if you want to play a little Star Wars game, Leonard Nimoy, you know, who played Dr. Spock in Star Wars, Star Trek, thank you, Jerry, in Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy was asked where he got that from. Did the producers of the show or the directors tell him how to do his hands like that? You know, you separate, you have two fingers together, then two fingers together, and then the thumb, so that you really have three triangles, don't you? Well, he says this is a very mysterious and secret sign we give in the synagogue. See, Leonard Nimoy is Jewish. Only once per year, and only the men can do it. They show that sign. It's a very secret and mysterious sign. And I decided to do that. Yeah, well, they let him do it. They knew what he was doing. That's what Mark Blitz is doing. You better find out what this sign he's giving means before you start worshiping at the altar of this Judeo-Christianity, friends. Believe me. El Shaddai Ministries, big fake. I believe today there are thousands of so-called Messianic Christians. Now, they're mad. They're mad at Tex Mars. I wrote the book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. What does DNA science prove? According to the scientists today, the Jews are not Jews. They have no relationship to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Their history comes strictly after Christ. They're from Khazaria in the Caucasus, south of Russia. And they have taken charge of Israel. They're not even Jews. They're fakes. They're pretenders. They're imposters. We're going to get out some evidence on this. More. I mean, DNA science is just rolling right now, friends. And the Messianic Christians are being exposed for being the scientific fakes that they are. The whole nation of Israel is a fakery. It's a mockery. It's a hoax. They're making fun of God. Let me tell you something. They're not DNA Jews. They're Khazarians. They're basically Russians. Actually, their blood is Turkish and Mongol. Isn't that amazing? We'll have more when I return in just a minute. You're listening to Tex Mars. This is Power of Prophecy. The Matrix of Gog. From the land of Magog came the Khazars to destroy and plunder. It's a new book. We've just published it. It's by Daniel Patrick. Daniel Patrick. I was very pleased to write the introduction to this book, The Matrix of Gog. Ezekiel 38 and 39 tells us that Gog, a demon king from the land of Magog, will in the last days conquer the land of unwalled villages. He will go on from there and he will then conquer the entire world until finally he has even we Christians cornered, he thinks. He comes up on the breath of the earth as Gog. He's a hellish king, a demon. Revelation 20 says he comes up against the camp of the saints. That's the combined Christian church. All those of faith, all those who are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We're the few. We're the overcomers. We make war. That's right, we make war. We're the only ones able to make war against Gog and Magog. Now this mysterious Gog and Magog has finally been identified. A lot of people say it's Russia. Some say it's maybe Putin. In the past, it was Stalin or Lenin or maybe Gorbachev. No, it's not the Russian people. It was the Jews. The Jews are Gog and Magog. And their associates are the United States and Great Britain. Is that shocking to you? Could Gog from the land of Magog be the United States and Israel and Great Britain? And they conquer, this Gog comes up in the last days and he conquers the land of unwalled villages. Where is that? Did you know that in 1947-48, the Palestinians were in a land of unwalled villages? They had no walls. They had no military forces. There were some 800,000 to 1 million Palestinians. They lived in peace. They didn't need walls. And then came the Khazar Jews. The Khazar Jews lived in Poland, Czechoslovakia, Lithuania, Hungary, Romania, but mostly from Poland. They're Khazar Jews. And they got the permission of the United States and Russia on the very same day. This is how God wanted it. He told us something, didn't he? The filthy communist murderer, Joseph Stalin, he teamed up with the 33rd degree Freemason, the monster Harry Truman, and together they said, we're going to create the nation state of Israel. We're going to let the Khazars, who call themselves Jews, but they're not, they're the synagogue of Satan. The synagogue of Satan speaks of them which call themselves Jews, but they're not. They say, we are the Jews. But the Bible says they are not Jews. They're the synagogue of Satan. Do you get the Gog and synagogue? Synagogue? This is incredible, folks. Now, Daniel Patrick read my book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. He sent me a manuscript. He's never written a Christian book before. He was inspired by the truth of DNA science and the Jewish bloodline to write about Gog and Magog, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and Revelation 20. Go to the end of the Bible almost, the end of the New Testament, the last book, the prophecy of John, who talks about Gog and Magog ruling the entire earth. And coming up against the camp, C-A-M-P, of the saints and the holy city. What is the holy city? That's the New Jerusalem. Are you a member? Are you a citizen of the holy city? Are you part of the camp of the saints? He comes up against us, friends, you and I as Christians. The whole world is going to be against us. We'll have to take a mark in our right hand or in our forehead, or the name, or the number of the beast. Gog will come out of Britain and the United States, and he will lead Israel in a horrible world war. And they'll make war against the saints and overcome us for a while, for a short while. But we are the overcomers. And God will be our rescuers. Now, this book tells the exciting story of that. Did you know that in the 13th tribe, the famous writer, Arthur Koestler, wrote his book, The 13th Tribe. He says that the Jews are actually the Khazarians. The king, King Bulan of Khazaria, wanted to become a Jew. He wanted his people, who were pagan devil worshipers, to become Jews. He invited the Jewish rabbis from Babylon to come and teach his people of the Kabbalah and the Talmud. Now, Koestler says that historically, the kingdom of Khazaria, which was the biggest kingdom in all of Europe at the time, was known spiritually as Magog. And its king was called Gog. Gog from Magog. They converted to Judaism in the 8th century, then in the 10th century, in the 12th century. In all of that range of time, they began to be invaded by the Russian czars. Finally, they were conquered, but the people fled. The new Jews, let's just call them the new Jews, the Khazarian Jews, fled to Poland. There they stayed, but they said, we're going to someday go to Israel. They had never been to Israel. Never. They didn't have any relationship to the Israelites. Their little finger had never been in Israel. They didn't know anything about the people there. They were Khazars. Now, what DNA stock did the Khazars come from? Turks, the Turkey people from Turkey, and the Mongolians. That's why so many Jews today look like Mongol Turks. They are Mongol Turks. They changed their names. Believe me, every one of the the thousands and thousands of Khazars who came from Poland in 1948 to Israel changed their names. David Ben-Gurion his name was Green, G-R-E-H-N, I believe, Green. His name was not Netanyahu. His father was a Polish guy. They were Polish Khazarians. But they said, oh, we're Jews now. We've converted. They're not the seed of Abraham. They can't be, because Christians are the seed of Abraham. That's what it says in Galatians 3, 26 to 29. Read it for yourself. Don't let some pastor lie to you. You tell him he's a liar. You read Galatians for yourself. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What promise of eternal salvation? What promise that you'll be a citizen of a new Jerusalem? You'll receive the kingdom with Jesus Christ. The instant you become a Christian, the word of Jesus goes in your heart. In three different gospels, the Bible talks about the seed. The seed. The seed is the word of God that goes in a man's heart. It's not money. It's not the flesh and blood of a Jew or a Khazar, either one. When the truth goes in your heart and you're saved, you're born again in spirit and in truth, not in the flesh, that's when. That's that glorious day when you're saved. You receive the eternal city. You'll live forever with Jesus Christ. Gog from Magog has already conquered the land of Israel, the land of unwalled villages. Now he wants the whole world, and the United States is helping Israel. We've given it nuclear bombs, nuclear submarines, fighter jets. They've got one of the largest military forces in the world. Now they're ready to march. They're ready. This is the forces of Gog from Magog. Ezekiel 38 and 39 and Revelation 20. This book will tell you all about it. This is the first book ever published about Gog and Magog that tells the truth. The first and only book. From the land of Magog came the Khazars, the so-called Jews, to destroy and plunder. Arthur Kessler had it right. The historians, the archaeologists have it right, and now the DNA scientists have got it right. The Jews are not Jews, they're imposters. They are Gog from Magog, and they're being assisted by Gog himself, who is the leader of the West, the United States, Great Britain, and of course Europe is combined. The matrix of Gog, the matrix of Gog, the matrix of Gog, please. Order this book today. We've just got it in. We got a lot of copies. We need more. We'll go out and print more. It's gonna go. I'm serious. It's just so incredible. That's only $18. $18. Please add $5 shipping and handling, a total of $23. Write to me, say text, send me the Matrix of Gog at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. You can go to our website. It's on our website, powerofprophecy.com. Order the Matrix of Gog. You can phone us on the phone, 1-800-234-9673. Ask for the Matrix of Gog. This thing, I'm telling you, as a young man, you know, I showed the cover. He said, wow, this blows my socks off. Well, I don't know about that. But it will enliven your spirit. The Matrix of Gog. It's the first prophecy book ever telling you the truth about Khazaria, the Khazar Jews, how they have already conquered Israel. And now they're ready to go. Now the United States has them. They are the woman riding the horse, the beast. The whore of Babylon rides the great beast. The United States and Israel, hand in hand, going into perdition. I know I'm an American too, but it hurts me. But I mean, that's the truth about it. The Matrix of Gog. Please, order this book. Order 10 or 20 copies. Give to your friends. What could be more important than to know who Gog and Magog are? To know what's going to happen in the future. All the way to Revelation 20, when Gog and Magog comes up against Jesus Christ himself. He comes up to destroy the camp of the saints. But instead, he faces Jesus. You know what happens then, don't you, folks? Oh, you don't try to face down Jesus. No. Let's return to the regular program now. This was a long commercial, but I wanted you to know about this new book, The Matrix of Gog. It has all the history, all the geography, everything you'd want to know. It tells you all. This is incredible. Why Gog is king of the Jews. Gog. And he's the president of the United States of America. A devil king. Now let's talk about some more secrets here. Franklin Graham, he's a big disappointment to me. You know, he has a project. The Shoebox Project. He goes around to all kind of churches every year around Christmas time. Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, he says, we want you to give us a shoebox with toys in it. And we're going to give it to kids in nations around the world. Now, that's great. A lot of those kids don't get to get toys. A lot of them don't even know what the meaning of Christmas is. Some of them are Buddhists, some of them are Muslims, others are Jews. And Franklin Graham is asking Americans to help him in his shoebox project. He says, send us shoeboxes full of toys. Well, you know, shoebox isn't very big, but you could probably put a couple of little dolls in there and, you know, I don't know, little toy things. And then Billy Graham, as he goes around to these churches, says, you can also put Christian messages in the box. You know, like little books on the story of Christ and the meaning of Christmas. These are Christmas toy boxes, you might say. They're just a shoebox, but they have toys in them. You go and buy new toys and put in them. And he tells us, Franklin Graham says he gets thousands of these shoeboxes full of toys. They come into his headquarters. Now, he takes them, and all the people that work for him at Samaritan's Purse take them and ship them overseas to all these kids. Now, this is a glorious project. It gives the kids all these things. And Franklin Graham tells the churches, the people in the churches, if you want to, you can put a Christian message. Maybe you can send a letter with your box of toys and tell the kids how much you love them. Tell them how Jesus loves them, Franklin Graham says. In fact, you can tell them that this is a Christian project. You tell them about Jesus at Christmas time. That Jesus, you know, came, you know, this story, the Christmas story of Christmas. Put that in the box too. Maybe a religious tract telling the children and their parents about Jesus Christ, born in a manger, to a virgin Mary. Whatever you want them to know, you put along with your toys inside a shoebox, and then you take all these shoeboxes and send them to the Samaritan's Purse, and they get them distributed around the world. Now, it sounds like a wonderful project, but here's what two major newspapers have discovered. They said that when your shoebox gets to Samaritan's Purse, the headquarters, the distribution center, they open it up and they take out all the Christian literature and throw it in the trash can. Did you hear what I just said? Franklin Graham says if you want to put your Christian literature in there, you can. You can put a tract or a little book, a little note from you to tell him how much Jesus loves the kid or kids. But when they get to Samaritan Purses, they systematically go through all the boxes, take out the Christmas messages, and pitch them in the trash can. Now, the newspapers asked the Franklin Graham Organization why they did this. First, they denied it. No, we don't do that. No. Then finally, they admitted it. Yes, we do that. We throw out all the Christian messages. Anything pointing to Jesus Christ or to the Christmas story, we throw away. Why do they do it? They said, we don't want to offend the kids or their parents. If they're Jews, we don't want to offend them. If they're Muslims, if they're Buddhist, if they're witches, whatever they are, we don't want to offend them. Doesn't Franklin Graham know that the gospel is itself offensive? Jesus said that he came to offend you. Yes, he did. But he says, woe to those who find what I say to be offensive. Woe to you if you find this gospel message offensive. Thousands of children that could receive the message of Jesus, it's being thrown in the trash can. They don't know what Samaritan's Purse is, these little kids. Sure, they appreciate the toys, the dolls, whatever you put in these boxes. But you're not helping them to learn anything about Jesus Christ because you don't want to offend them. But wait, folks, it's not you. You are pursuing your heart's desire. It's you that wants to put a Christian message in there. And Franklin Graham is lying and telling the churches, yes, you can put a Christian message in there. But he knows that when he goes to his headquarters, they get thrown away. Why does he tell the churches and the congregations, yes, you can put a Christian message in? He thinks that will get more boxes of toys. But he doesn't want you to know that he's throwing away everything that has to do with Christ. They just get toys. They could be given toys from anyone. Maybe the Ayatollahs of Iran gave them the toys. They don't know. Maybe Rabbi so-and-so of Jerusalem, the Jewish potentate, gave them the toys. They don't know. They don't know anything about Jesus and his love for them. Because Franklin Graham doesn't want to offend anybody. This is sick stuff. This is very, very sick stuff. Well, Rick Warren, Pastor Rick Warren, was on the Catholic television network EWTN, and he openly embraced Roman Catholicism. He talked about how much he loved the Catholic mystics. That's the Catholic New Agers. Well, I knew that. I mean, every one of his books even quote these New Age nuts. And he referred to Pope Francis as our new pope. Our new pope. Rick Warren said that his own spiritual director at his church was trained by a Catholic, and that he supports the campaign by the Church of Rome to re-evangelize lapsed Catholics. He wants the priest and the other clerics of Rome to go after the people and bring them back into the Catholic Church. But Billy Graham also did the same thing. In invitation time, if he went to the front of the church and said, I want to accept Jesus as my Savior, they said, what church did you go to? They said, a Catholic. They sent you right back to the priest. What did the priest tell you? Oh, forget all that save stuff. We don't believe that. Now we get to the British Prime Minister, David Cameron. This guy is the biggest lying deceiver we've got on the planet, I believe. He said society is growing stronger thanks to homosexual marriages. Society is growing stronger? Let's go somewhere else here. A Christian publisher plans a pro-gay book. Multnomah Publishing Company. This is a famous Christian publisher. They've got a new book out called God and the Gay Christian. God and the Gay Christian. It's by a Matthew Vines, a homosexual activist. He wants to revise the Bible. How does he do it? Well, he manipulates Christian terminology to advance the anti-Christian homosexual agenda. Now, this Vines, Matthew Vines, is the head of a ministry called the Reformation Project. Now, folks, this isn't something that Martin Luther had anything to do with. No. This is a new Reformation. This is a sexual Reformation, says Vines. You see, he denies what the Bible says about sexual morality. No, his goal is to, quote, reform church teaching on sexual orientation and gender identity. The drag queens, the bisexuals, the homosexuals, the lesbians, that's what they're pushing at Multnomah. Hey, they've even set up a new imprint called Convergent Books. Now, when you go to a Christian bookstore, you'll see this bookstore there. Won't you take the bookstore to the front of the store, the book, I mean, ask the clerk, why are you selling this piece of trash in your store? It just came out, by the way. It's called God and the Gay Christian. And it talks about how wonderful it is to be a lesbian or a transgender or a drag queen or something. Meanwhile, down in Florida, if you think that's bad, in Florida, there's a juvenile house, a juvenile, you know, prison, I call it. It was headed up by Dr. Matthew Israel, and he was working with the Floridian government, you know, Jeb Bush and Charles Christ and all the governor boys. This creepy psychopath, Dr. Matthew Israel. Yes, he is a Jew. My goodness. Dr. Matthew Israel studied under satanic mind control monster B.F. Skinner. Skinner, in turn, was tied to the CIA's mind control programs. Friends, this is nightmarish stuff, but they gave these little kids and put them under the control of Dr. Matthew Israel. He began to use all kinds of horrible stuff on them, including electroconvulsive therapy, ECT. Just electroshock. Imagine if you didn't have any parents and you were sent to one of these juvenile homes. Just imagine. It was called the Judge Rotenberg Center. And it's a horror. It's My goodness. B.F. Skinner himself said the issue is not to free man, but to control him. Well, they really control these boys, all right. Let me read to you what one of the victims said. Andrew McCollins was his name. Actually, he was a victim when he went there. He was an autistic student. But later on, they gave him a job there. He said, when I first started working at the Judge Rotenberg Center, I thought I was doing the right thing. I was helping severely disabled people. But it became quite clear soon that we were torturing them. The machines delivered shocks stronger than a stun gun. I was told they were FDA approved. They were not. I was lied to. The school has now been investigated, and the authorities say that their practices were indeed torture. They torture these little boys, many of them severely disabled. Now, the founder of this Judge Rotenberg Center, Dr. Matthew Israel, resigned after being charged with misleading a grand jury. How did he do that? He destroyed video footage of students being shocked. He didn't want anybody to see it. It was so bad. It's difficult to believe this is happening in the United States, folks. Young children turned over to a juvenile home which uses shock on them. They treat them like animals. Let me tell you what they would do. They would wear these machines at all times so that Dr. Matthew Israel and his staff could shock them from long distance. They could shock them if they closed their eyes for a moment, or they tore a piece of paper, or rolled their eyes, or got up out of their desk. Whatever they did, if they even moved, they could be shocked from long distance. Now, this information took over a decade just to get to the public. Imagine how many other centers like there. I mean, I've had people come up to me in workshops, seminars, and prophetic meetings here in the Austin, Texas, and say, I come from this home, I come from that home, I come from this hospital. They gave me electroshock therapy there. This is like a nightmarish movie. Boy, this is not a free country. Not when you can take little severely disabled boys, turn them over to a monster like Dr. Matthew Israel, who is missing now. He's evidently fled to Israel, where they do not have an extradition treaty, and they never turn criminals, even murderers, over to the United States. They're able to hide forever. We need to put pressure on that Israel. Let this Dr. Israel turn him back over to the authorities. We want that monster. I'm Tex Morris. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. We've had a volume of secrets today, and it's been great being with you. I wish I had more time to tell you about Obama giving $1 million of the federal government's money to a project called Sex and Entertainment 2012, a big sex fair. There's so much more I had to tell you. We'll get to it. Don't worry. I'm Tex Morris, friends, and my prayer is you'll tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.